It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store, located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. We are a CBD superstore and sell over 20 brands with more than 300 product options in every category available. Let us help you out with the best CBD products, education, and prices. Today, we have a very serious topic with some incredible testimony to share on the subject of CBD for addiction recovery. Our guests include Pastors Danny and Danielle Budd, who founded Angie's House, a sober living ministry for women, as part of Crossing Over Ministries here in Mobile. We also have a resident of Angie's House here to give her personal testimony about using CBD as part of her recovery. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being willing to come down and share such a deeply personal experience.
It's an awesome experience to be here right now.
Well, we're so happy. I've been wanting to do this show since before we ever did the first show. Danny, can you tell us a little bit about what Crossing Over Ministries is and what you guys do in the recovery community?
Well, Crossing Over Ministries was birthed out of a desire to see people that are in need of recovery help have a different option besides just going into either a secular program or a 90-day program. So we designed Crossing Over to be able to package a ministry together that we can take and transfer to just about anywhere or anyone. And it's based on a 12-month discipleship program instead of just a 90-day program, because 90 days is just enough time to clear drugs out of your mind, much less actually have time to get grounded and have a real shot at it. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Danielle, can you give us a picture of your personal experience with addiction?
I sure can. I just want to say as well, off of what Pastor Danny just said, with Crossing Over Ministries, that, you know, another part of what we do as well is drug intervention and drug counseling. And so not only are we a 12-month discipleship program, but we are also we have a lot of different avenues by which we want to reach the community. So I just wanted to make sure we put that in
great.
As well.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, about Crossing Over. What was the question one more time?
Your personal experience with addiction.
Yeah, so, you know, our background, both me and my husband, is we're both redeemed addicts. You know, my story is that I became addicted to pain pills at a very early age due to a lot of trauma in my background, a lot of sexual abuse, you know, from my father early on in my life. And so I got addicted to prescription drug pain pills at a very early age to numb the pain that I was experiencing. And so my background in knowing the real struggle and the real fight of somebody who has gotten hung up on prescription medication, and understanding too as well, is that I think sometimes we want to categorize what drug addiction is. We don't realize that pain medication that's in your cabinet is just as much an addiction as, you know, somebody that's addicted to meth on the streets
of course.
Crack cocaine.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think sometimes we fail at understanding the wide scope, that even, you know, the people that are flipping hamburgers are addicted. Your doctors, your lawyers, your mainstream people are struggling. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
With drug addiction. And so we try not to categorize, you know, exactly what that looks like. But, you know, my background is that it has consistently shown me over the years just how vital it is to get to the root issues.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, dealing with the manifestations of drug addiction, but actually getting to the root issue.
Right.
And that's what the Lord did for me 9 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you know this, and I talk about it frequently and openly. I became addicted to opiates as well after my son died, and I was injured giving birth to him. And for me, that was a different kind of trauma.
Yes.
You know, just the overwhelming grief and anger that came with that.
Absolutely.
I would get emotionally overwhelmed and I couldn't function. Mm-hmm. And so and I was 25. I did not understand that you could even be addicted to pills.
Right.
You know, this had been given to me by a doctor and filled at a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget the first time my doctor said, that's withdrawal.
Wow.
And I said, excuse me? I don't know
withdrawal?
Who you're
I'm
talking to, but I am not a gutter junkie, because that's what I thought.
Right, right.
And I had this, like, no, I'm better than that. And she was like, yeah, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I just remember thinking, wow. But it made me numb.
Yes, it
and
is.
Then I could be a mom and be a wife.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know, I have a typical addiction story that a lot of people have, you know, as far as having gone to rehab or gotten divorced mm-hmm. or lost my children. You know, I raised my children.
Right.
But I was a zombie.
Yeah.
And so.
They're probably a functioning drug addict.
Right, yeah. Right. And
then, there's a ton of those in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everything that the addict feels like they are they're pushing down or covering over or avoiding,
yes.
It doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't. Not,
it doesn't
nope,
go away.
It doesn't.
And then when you finally come out of the stupor, mm-hmm. you've made a real mess of everything else.
Yes.
And then you're breathe in, breathe out, one foot in front of the other.
Right.
Go take a shower and eat a sandwich.
You know, and something else, too, about addiction is that it's progressive. You
absolutely.
Know, when I first began, you know, it was just take one, you mm-hmm. know, and before I knew it, I was taking two and then four
and then five.
and then it wasn't just, you know, that wasn't enough anymore. Then I had to step it up and go to something stronger because my
right.
tolerance level,
right.
You know, became where it was. And so it was constantly like going higher, trying to chase that initial feeling numbing that you never get back. You never get it back. But not realizing at the time that what I was doing was I was trying to escape myself.
Right.
I didn't want to deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that the more drugs that I used, the more numb I became.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, and by that time, you're also dealing with a ton of shame.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing you can't face. It's
no.
another thing you don't want to feel.
Right.
And then you believe, you know, because everything around you and every cell in your body mm-hmm. says, I have to have this.
Right. To live,
it,
survive.
It's not even fun.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think that's a misconception that a lot of people have. They look at their relatives or their spouse or their family member or their kid and say,
mm-hmm.
you're so selfish. All you care about is yourself. But really,
they're
in absolute abject misery.
Yes, so much pain.
And they keep using just because they feel like they're going to die if mm-hmm. they don't.
When they don't feel like they have any other choice in the matter.
Right, right.
Yeah, they feel like all their options
and all the
are...
stuff that they were running from, and then all the new stuff,
mm-hmm.
it seems so insurmountable. And then your body, every cell in your body is on fire.
Yes.
And it keeps people afraid. And you believe that if I stop... Even if I get through the detox period,
what
I'm
going
to
do
want
after?
Something
yes.
so bad
mm-hmm.
every day that I can never have. And that's its own misery.
It's absolutely true.
And you know, Jennifer, something, I mean, just to jump in there for a second,
mm-hmm.
but something that's very real at this point in time is that the drugs like fentanyl have come out and carfentanil,
mm-hmm.
and the people don't even stand a chance this day and age of getting recovery. Because they do something one time and somebody's cut it too heavy and then it's over with.
They're dead,
gone.
Yeah.
You know, so,
could be their first time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so intervention at this stage of the game is even that much more
important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the symptoms of withdrawal, the fear and the pain, you know, the psychological symptoms, yes, but there's insomnia, there's
yes.
stomach issues, Lord,
and
high blood pressure, irritability,
yes.
you know, sensitivity to everything.
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
You can't sleep, you don't
yes.
want to eat, you know, heart's beating, don't touch me,
mm-hmm.
and you can't
mood
focus
swings.
On anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and,
yes.
and it's emotional overload.
It is.
And the physical combined with that is absolutely overwhelming. So, you know, it's a really hard thing to do, and... So, you know, a lot of people struggle with relapse because it is just so hard. And trying to get your life back is really difficult.
Yeah.
On top of that, because usually we've lost a lot and we've got to make amends. And
oh, yeah,
fix
we've
it.
Burned a lot of our bridges.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, it's just this huge thing that seems so much bigger than we are, and so difficult,
yes,
and painful. And so, you know, when we come back from this break, I want to talk about all the ways that CBD can be used to help recovering addicts
relieve
the symptoms and increase the likelihood of long-term sobriety.
Awesome.
This is vital information, so stay tuned to Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Danny and Danielle Budd, founders of Angie's House, a sober living ministry here in Mobile, about recovery and CBD. Danielle, you came to me months ago for help giving the ladies in your program some relief from the symptoms we were just talking about,
yes,
the anxiety, sleep problems, irritability, blood pressure issues, and the emotional overload. Tell us what they were struggling with the most, and why you came to me.
Would love to. You know, one of the things that we see mostly with these women when they come in is anxiety. And because we take most of these women straight off the street, you know, most of them, you know, are not detoxed. Mm-hmm. So they are white knuckling, so to speak, when they come in the house. And they're dealing with sleep issues. They're dealing with anxiety. They're dealing with just a multitude of different things. But the main thing that we have really seen with the CBD has been the nerves being calmed.
Mm-hmm.
We've noticed the clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that they're in Bible classes 4 hours a day, being able to
focus is
a big deal. And I've watched, and I know that, you know, my client that here, she's here today, she's going to be able to share more on that. But just being able to watch them go from jittery and not being able to sit still,
mm-hmm,
and not being able to take proper notes, to over a course of time,
mm-hmm,
start to change.
Right.
They're listening. They're focused. They're looking at me in the eyes. They're taking proper notes. And you notice, oh my gosh, they got a good night's rest last night.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of a difference it makes when they're able to get some sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, one of the main things when they first come in is 95% of them are smokers.
Mm-hmm.
And so being as that we designed this program to be a smoke-free program,
mm-hmm,
they've got the first 3 months to work their way through that. And the CBD has hugely,
yes,
helped the withdrawals from nicotine itself.
Amazing.
Right.
I mean, that's been the number one thing across the board for me personally,
yes,
to watch is that, because anxiety comes behind the stress of, I can't smoke a cigarette,
right,
I can't do this, I can't, you know.
Right.
And
well,
so,
most people smoke to calm their nerves.
That's
right,
it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
yeah,
so the CBD, if you're out there and you're trying to quit smoking, pick up some CBD, you know. I mean, I can tell you it will hugely change your odds of being able to quit.
Well, and it brings up an awesome point, too, because we've noticed one of the main, and nicotine is a drug,
mm-hmm,
and so we've noticed one of the main things that has taken our females out of the house has been them not being able to smoke.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so when we introduced the CBD to help that, we noticed that it prolonged our ability to be able to
influence
our mm-hmm women.
Right.
Because
we're
all of a sudden,
we're not losing them as quickly.
We're not. It's given us some longevity to be able to,
right,
to
make more of an impact.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So when you started giving them the CBD oil twice a day?
Yes.
Okay. So how soon did you see this difference start to happen?
So how we began to administer the CBD oil is actually we started, like you suggested, we gave them a half a dropper in the morning. Now, something we have to keep in mind, too, is that addict mentality is still there.
And more is more.
They think, well, if one dose is good, then two is going to be better.
right.
And so we've had to monitor that a little bit and kind of convince them that, hey, listen, give it some time. This
mm-hmm
isn't like an instantaneous thing all the time. You got to let it get in your system.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd start off with a half dropper, and then we'd say, okay, you know, how did that do for you after a few days? Did you
mm-hmm
feel like, and they would say, yeah, you know, I really noticed I'm sleeping better at night.
Yeah.
You know, this, that, and the other. And then some would say, you know, it's working for me good, but I really feel like if I up my dose a little bit more,
yeah,
these are the areas that I could see it
helping. Yeah, and everybody's different.
Absolutely.
So we expected that.
Each client has different dosages.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. At the store, every one of us, I have six employees.
Right.
We each use a different product and a different serving size, and they vary just hugely.
Yes.
Based on our needs. Some use it once a day. Some use, you know, multiple products.
Right.
I use multiple products.
Right.
Well, everybody's different.
There is the product, the Chill Tonic, mm-hmm. And they just rant and rave about the Chill Tonic.
That's one of our best sellers.
Yeah, that
anxiety
really
and
helps
insomnia.
Them sleep at night.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's a fantastic product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were coming to you and saying, you know, I feel better, I'm sleeping, you could see it, right?
I asked them to keep a journal.
Okay,
actually.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm, of how it was affected. Now, keep in mind as well, I've lost some clients over the course since we've started.
Right.
Now, the one I have with me today has been with us from the very beginning, and she's going to really be able to share some insights in that. But, yes, they would come to me and express to me almost to the point where I say, okay, hold up now. Wait, I'm going to give it to you, but it's going to be certain times a day. We're
right.
not going to abuse it,
right.
you know, because – again, that addict mentality says more is more.
Yes, I explain that a lot, that once you hit kind of what your sweet spot serving
right.
size is, more mm-hmm. is not more. You're just wasting money.
That's correct.
Right. I was just going to say that's one of the greatest things about it is that it's not it's not something that drives you like an opioid or
right.
or other narcotics and stuff that – there's a sweet spot in there, and like you said, more is not necessarily better. That's just the mentality, but it's got no
right.
addictive quality to it at all.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
So that's the great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we stress that? There is no addictive quality.
It's not a trigger.
It's not a trigger, and it's mostly all up in their heads. It's mm-hmm. psychological because of what they're coming out of. So CBD gives them an opportunity to also recognize, ooh, that's a bad mentality. I need to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to think like that. So
right.
it works in their favor, actually.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, it's the same thing in the house with women before we were going through a lot of ibuprofen and stuff, and that's really
right.
curtailed a bunch.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's awesome.
But, you know, it's the same mentality there. You know, well, if two ibuprofen are good, then four will be even
right.
better, you know. And so it's just that nature
of
the drug addiction that makes them want more of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help them anymore. It just means that they want more because that's what they're used to, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a sort of an American mentality also. More is more is more.
More is more, yeah.
Yeah, until you choke on it. Okay, well, I wanted to provide your girls everything that they needed, but
yes.
it was more than I could afford to do by myself. So I reached out to a group of our brands, and I basically sent them a very personal, long, detailed email. And these are the people that I'm in business with, and
yes.
I just laid everything out on the table and said, look, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a recovering opiate addict,
mm-hmm.
and here's this place, this wonderful place by these, you know, run by these wonderful people, and they're doing something that is so near and dear to my heart, and I want to help them, and I know that I can. And, you know, if y'all want to pitch in an extra bottle here and there, I'll get it to them and get you a tax write-off. And
yeah.
And, man, they just I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
They immediately and just enthusiastically said, what can we do? What do you need? And they started sending it. And one vendor, Curative CBD, my
yes.
friend Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
He even printed special labels.
He did.
That said, I think they said, made especially for the ladies of Angie's House.
Yes.
We support you. And
touch.
I mean, it was beautiful. I couldn't believe when I opened the box. Mm-hmm. And they
I
keep giving.
Too.
I got some stuff in for you today.
Yes.
And
so,
put a handwritten note in there, too.
How did that make you guys feel? Because I was overwhelmed by their generosity. and I know them. They, you know, they may have motive to do something for me because they want me to buy their product ultimately, but
right.
but there's no motive for them to give it for you, and they're strangers to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just would like to know how that made y'all feel.
Babe, I'm going
to
let you go first.
You know, the first time that I went down to Canabama, which is downtown Mobile, the first time I went down there to pick it up, the bottles were labeled for the ladies of Angie's House, and there was a handwritten note in the box
oh,
to
yeah.
them. And you know, when you're dealing with business, you know, the world economy, the almighty dollar, you know, that's one thing. But to see a company that's got a heart not only to push a product forward and to sell it, but to push it forward through giving it away, I mean, you just don't see that in the business world. So
right.
To all y'all out there who are supporting Canabama and the vendors who are supporting us, you know, there's not enough that can be said of how much we love and pray for y'all and are thankful for everything that you're doing for the ladies at Angie's House and for us personally. You know, it's just a huge blessing. You know?
Yeah. I would like to thank Curative CBD.
Thank you.
Clean Remedies, Tonic,
yes,
Vape and Terps, Weed Sport, all the vendors who and their owners who have repeatedly sent products out of the kindness of their heart and to be supportive of something that's important to me. And I'm proud to sell these companies' products because they are the best products. But they also have that same sense of compassion for others. And there's not a better thing out there than high-quality CBD with a heart and a heart to help people.
Come on.
So I'm really proud to have these be my – these are my main brands.
Yes.
These are the products I sell the most.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud to be a vendor that carries them all in one place.
And I'm just going to say thank you. You know, I'm speechless at your giving.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll speak to one of the residents in the program. And Danny, tell our listeners how they can learn more about your program, or Danielle, sorry, how they can donate scholarship funds to make the program accessible to women who can't pay.
Go.
The best way of doing that is to go to www.crossingoverministries.net. That's our website. There's a donate button at the very top. Also, we're very active on social media. You can find us at Crossing Over Ministries, and also my name, Danielle Budd. You can reach me there. My phone number is 251-895-4785. And PayPal info, www.paypal.me/crossingoverministries.
All right, y'all, we'll be right back. Y'all check that out and go give some money.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about addiction recovery and CBD today. Let's talk to one resident currently in the program at Angie's House, Aubrey Bacon. Welcome and thank you, Aubrey, for being brave enough to speak to us. Can you share a little about your own struggle with addiction?
Yes, ma'am. I began drinking alcohol when I was 13 years old, which is also the age I began getting sexually abused by my biological father. And my drug use progressed rapidly. And by the time I was in my 20s, I found myself in full-blown addiction to cocaine, Xanax, and opiates like Suboxone and fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up using drugs for 17 years, and I just recently got sober on April 13th, 2019. I'll be 4 months sober tomorrow.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know how hard that is. How would you describe the detox process in the early stages of recovery? Because I know it's probably still fresh in your mind.
Ooh, extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I was thrown into detox for 10 days before I came to Angie's House. So I was physically sick, and I thought I was going to lose my mind. When I came into Angie's House, I was aware I needed to change some things in my life, but I was extremely angry due to the abuse that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was extremely angry and anxious. So that made life difficult for me and the people that live with me.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So how has using the CBD made your recovery easier?
I've dealt with PTSD, depression, and anxiety since I've been in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And the CBD products have truly played a huge role in my ability to return to a regular lifestyle without addiction.
Yeah.
The CBD has made my anxiety and anger evaporate. And that part truly makes everything in life seem much more manageable. And since I began using the CBD, I've seen leaps and bounds in my ability to tolerate myself and others in situations. I was prescribed the medications Prestique and Xanax, and I don't take those anymore, nor do I want to. Mm-hmm. And I use CBD products for all my aches and pains, so I've eliminated all use of prescription drugs, Aleve, and any other over-the-counter medication.
Wow.
And Angie's house is smoke-free, so the CBD greatly helps diminish my cravings for nicotine. And I'm very appreciative of the CBD products you've made available for me, Jennifer. It's truly a blessing.
Well, it's a blessing to me. I'm getting tongue-tied, I get emotional because it's so important to me. It's one of the first things I remember when I first tried it, because I was 3 years clean, but I had just had a surgery. Mm-hmm. And they had given me, you know, morphine in the hospital, and I had taken pain medicine for about 8 days at home. And then, you know, I quit when it was time, and I didn't relapse or abuse it. So, thank God.
Right.
I was still delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But my brain was like,
right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Remember me?
Yeah.
And so I was, at the time that I first used it, I was in a mild state of withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
I was terribly sore from having a large abdominal surgery. And then my regular aches, pains, headaches, depression, anxiety, high blood pressure, all the stuff I was taking all those other non-narcotic meds for.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, less than an hour later feeling just normal and thinking, what is even happening right now? Because I was either impaired or in misery.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, this is huge. Why does no one know what this is? This could change everything, because
wow.
In those 40 or so minutes, every bit of that withdrawal, the anxiety, and all that was gone.
Mm.
And it never came back.
Mm.
And I had been having insomnia for, at this point, probably it was almost 14 years, ever since my son died.
Mm.
And I was taking medication to help me sleep, and still couldn't sleep more than a couple hours at a time.
Yes.
And so I could relax. I fell asleep, and I slept, like really slept, for the first time in so long. And I remember thinking, this is going to change the world.
Yeah.
And so there was never a chance that I was going to stay a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, I had been at home for 17 years.
Right.
There was never a chance that I wasn't going to tell every single person that I ever met, you got to try this. It's amazing.
Life-changing. Yeah.
And then immediately began thinking of my friends in recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
That when they have pain, they have nowhere to turn. And they have to suffer because they know they can't cross that line. Because, you know, what are they saying in recovery? One drink is never enough.
Yes, yes.
Or
yes,
whatever
yes.
it is. A thousand is never
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to me, that was immediately where my mind went. And I always have felt that, you know, God wanted me to take this. And because God delivered me
yes.
about 3 weeks into my recovery, just
mm-hmm.
and it was incredible.
Radically.
And you know, I still had all those consequences, because that's how we learn,
right?
But that longing mm-hmm. was gone, and the struggle against it was gone, and I wanted to be a tiny, tiny part of doing that, providing a tool to get people that
absolutely,
because we all have different experiences, and I knew that. You know, whether or not you believed in God,
mm-hmm.
You could believe in cannabis.
something he made can still help you, whether you believe
that's
in him
right.
or not.
Right? And,
that's a good point.
That's, well, I believe that you know, the person that brought it to me and convinced me to try it is one of the most spiritually amazing, strong. I mean, this I have like a top five list of people that if I needed somebody to pray for me,
mm-hmm.
she's right up at the top.
Yeah.
And she is the one who introduced it to me. And that's what made me take it seriously and say, you know what, if you say I should, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I trust you.
Yeah.
And that's what I want people to get out of coming into Cannabama and lay everything out there and establish trust, because I do try to give the best answers I can and
mm-hmm.
and leave no stone unturned for people and give my personal phone number out and work really hard till we get it right, because I want them to say, you know, I can trust you. Well, you know, because it means something to me. I'm not a business person. Yeah. I don't care. That's the details.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay a lease, and I have to have insurance and pay taxes, and I do that. But that's not why I'm here.
Yeah.
And I hope that
it's a passion.
It is. It has to be, because I could never work this hard for money.
You know that same belief that drove you into business of wanting to share that with other people.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen and what I've experienced myself, drove me to, my mom was having some problems with her work, and it was driving her into a really anxious position this past week. And we were going down there to visit her and visit some family down there. And I said, hey, you know, have you ever tried CBD? And she was like, no. And so I loaded some stuff up and took it down there to her, you know, because she was fixing to go to the doctor to get on a pharmaceutical med, you know, and I would rather see my mom on a holistic medicine
we
than on a
be
pharmaceutical
the first
med.
Resort and not the last.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when it comes to Audrey and her journey, one of the main things that I noticed about her was that her anger issues diminished quickly. And she was a very angry young woman when she came in the program, and that subsided. It's completely disappeared as far as I'm concerned from where she was. So we're just really thankful for the whole spectrum
of it. I think that the relief that the CBD brings to the physiological stress and pain, you know, that being kind of put to the side because it's not the predominant thing you're focused on, it gives you an opportunity early in the game compared to without it to focus on, okay, where is the root and how do I get it out? And when you're not physically overwhelmed, you can face that.
That's right.
Because the physical detox process and the physical withdrawal and the craving is so all-encompassing that it's difficult to want to go there and add more pain on top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that if you can alleviate the physicality of the withdrawal, it leaves plenty of room to go there emotionally, because all addiction is rooted in trying to numb a great pain.
Absolutely.
It's a great pain. And
you know, a good night's sleep helps tremendously too.
You know,
when it comes to the CBD and then being able to actually lay down and get a good night's rest. You know, we got a new girl in the house that just started with us a few days ago, and first things that she said after she'd been in the house a couple of days was, you know what, I'm sleeping at night and I'm sleeping in peace, you know.
Right.
And if you can have a good night's sleep and sleep in peace, then you can get up and like you were saying, tackle some of those major issues that are in your life that keep messing you up. You know?
Right. I think, do you mind if I interject real quick? You know, with Angie's house, one of the things that we, you know, knew from the very beginning was that we wanted to implement holistic things inside of our program. And, you know, we're outside of the box anyways. We're cut from a different cloth, Dady and I. But, you know, we both believe in this, and we would never, ever allow something like this in our ministry if it wasn't something that we truly believed in and we knew that God was putting in our path to help these women.
Right.
And we've seen that time and time again with these women, that it prolongs our ability to be able to love on them, to pour into them, and to give God an ability to really do what He can do best.
Right. So that when the challenges of regaining your life come, you know, a lot of them don't have jobs. They don't have vehicles.
No.
Their families won't talk to them, or
that's
they have to deal with court. And those things are huge. And there is a physical toll that kind of stress takes on you. And if you can alleviate as much of the brain chemistry balance issues and the damage we've done to our bodies, and really just focus on getting back to a life, I think they have a better chance of staying sober.
Absolutely.
And staying healthy and regaining a lot of their self-worth, because they're not so focused on the agony of it.
And really, which is just bottom line, distractions.
Yes, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. All those things, they're overwhelming, you know, each individually. But it's the same reason that firemen and policemen, use CBD because they have PTSD soldiers. People like me who have complex trauma syndrome, there is something that happens in the brain when you've been overwhelmed by trauma.
That's true.
And if it can help them, it makes perfect sense it works in this situation. And especially because, you know, especially opiates, they change the way your brain chemistry works and kind of hijack it.
Well, and we believe, just to wrap this part up, we believe that that addiction has a spiritual root. Everything has a spiritual root to it. And so it all intertwines. It all comes together.
Mind, body, soul.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It does.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll have some final thoughts and answers about CBD for addiction. For help choosing a high-quality product, call Cannabama at 251-255-5155 or come see us 7 days a week in downtown Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street, and we'll be right back.
Back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back as we wrap up this important broadcast on CBD for addiction and recovery. Danielle and Danny, from the perspectives of people who have both been addicted to narcotics and who now help others to find freedom from it, what would you say to other recovery program directors or individuals trying to kick the habit or help others who may think that CBD is bad or have reservations or think it might be a trigger, you know, doubts about the possibility of using it as a tool in their own program or in their own recovery?
Well, first things that I would say is that please get educated to, you know, other directors of rehab programs and understand that just not understanding something and being miseducated
doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right. Just because you don't understand something does not mean it's wrong. And so what we've had to realize going into this with an open mind is, first of all, as Christians, be spirit-led in your decision-making. It may not be right for everything or everybody, but it's our belief that in drug rehab recovery, that CBD can be used as a huge catalyst in the healing process of getting those who have been addicted to drugs. And so I know my husband wanted to add something to that.
Well, I was just, you know, as far as speaking to directors out there, you know, I ran a program for several years, and I was closed-minded to a lot of things. So open your mind up, open your heart up. Like Danielle said, you know, seek God's voice in the matter and educate yourself, because people don't see anything wrong with sending somebody to a doctor to get a prescription medication to help them through this, that, or the other thing. But when there's something holistic, which is something that God already created, and it's got no downside to it. If you do your research, you'll find that the hemp plant doesn't have a downside. It's an all upside.
Mm-hmm.
And know the difference between hemp and the marijuana plant that people abuse. You know the difference in those things, and give people an opportunity to come through their drug addiction, especially the first few weeks, man, the first 2 weeks of going into a rehab, speaking from experience myself, because I did go through one rehab, the first 2 weeks are live and die time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you make it through the first 2 weeks, chances are you're probably going to make it through at least a 90-day program.
Yeah.
You know, but getting through those first 2 weeks when you're dealing with, especially when you have a program that's tobacco-free, which a lot of programs are going to, and for good reason, because it's a major drug. But when you're trying to come off of tobacco, alcohol, opiates, methamphetamines, all at the same time, that's a load. And in order to have something else in your tool chest to help that person make it through those first couple of weeks or a month or whatever, is just absolutely huge. And the long-lasting effects of CBD are greatly beneficial. I mean, it's helped me tremendously with some issues that I've had. And so I would say, like Pastor Danielle said, get educated on it. Seek the Spirit's counsel in it. You know, God gave us His Holy Spirit that we might be able to test things and see where it is. And, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you, but it might be if you give it a chance. So, you know, Danielle?
Yeah, I had an encounter the other day. A lady came in, and she texted me and said, a friend of mine said that I should come and see you. She was praying for me and said, you need to go downtown and see Jennifer. And she came in, and she was a wreck. And she basically, you know, we went outside because she wanted to speak privately. And I knew kind of what she was going to divulge to me, because I recognize it. You know, it takes one to know one.
Right.
But she basically let me know that, you know, she had been homeless, and she got into recovery, and she got saved and all this. But she said, sometimes I smoke weed, so I won't smoke crack.
Mm.
And it broke my heart, because she's still risking her freedom.
Right.
Because whether or not you believe that it's something that people should have access to, lots of people do have access to it, whether you like to admit it or not. But
yes.
But because it is all of the cannabinoid content and things that we've talked about on the show before, all of those elements are helping her to fight that urge.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell she doesn't want to smoke crack, but her body and her brain are screaming at her.
Mm-hmm.
So she does what she can. She can't get a job because she cannot pass a drug test.
Mm.
And I had to stop and give her something so she could have a conversation with me.
Wow.
And visibly, within a minute or two, she was much more relaxed and could focus
her
on the conversation.
Changed.
Yes, everything about her changed.
Mm.
And she didn't, you know, she didn't have any money, but I gave her some things so she could, you know, because I have a lot of stuff that's donated that, you know, is in excess of what we need.
Sure.
And so, but she left in tears because she felt better, more in control of herself.
Mm.
And she knew that what I had given her was going to help her make it through, you know, a few days, a week, or what, however long it lasts her. And she was encouraged, and it gave her hope. And me, I just was a wreck, too, because I was just so – every time something like that happens, because I see myself in these people.
Mm-hmm.
And all I want to do is take it away,
know,
you know?
I know.
And this has given me an avenue to do that.
Yeah.
And so it blows me away that I get to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get to do
partner with
partner with you,
absolutely,
so that, you know, to be a tiny part of that in somebody's life is, man, it's so worth it. And but it does, it gives them all of the tools that they need to really kind of have some control. We're almost out of time, so tell us how to reach Angie's house for anyone who is struggling or has a loved one living in addiction, and about some of the activities that y'all do that are open to the public.
Sure. So the quickest and easiest way of reaching Angie's house is my number. My number is my personal number. You can text me. That's actually the fastest because I'm pretty busy, you know, with teaching classes and church services. But my number is 251-895-4785. That is the quickest way, as far as, you know, I do intake calls. My assessments are all on that number. So that is the best way. Social media is the second best way. We're very active on there. So reaching Angie's house is absolutely Danielle Budd, Danny Budd on Facebook, and just search up Crossing Over Ministries. You can write us there. And then, of course, our website that I spoke earlier.
Okay. All right. And you do have some different things on Friday and Saturday night that you invite the public to.
Yeah, so on Friday nights, we actually have something we call Worship and Testimony Night. And this is where the Lord has really
blessed us with the ability of bringing people from the outside in to come and share their story. It's also given us a great platform to be able to build new relationships with people that we perhaps would never build relationship with. However, being that Angie's House is a women's program, we don't allow men on the property unless they are a spouse or they're approved for worship. Simply for the protection of our clients.
Sure. All right. Well,
can I touch on one thing before you go ahead. It was just in the what you were speaking of right before that about the CBD and the lady there and the fact that she couldn't smoke weed because she couldn't get a job. You know, one of the great things about the CBD products is that they've got a line that will not test positive on
that's right.
On a
we
urine
do. We
analysis.
Have a lot of products
so,
that you, know, that's, you can that's take and pass the drug test.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I just want to say thank you again to Danny and Danielle and Aubrey, who is working so hard to gain all of her life back, their quality of life, and everything that was taken from her. And know that you have our prayers and support on that. And then the rest of the ladies, I've been where you are, and I know what a daunting task that is in the first year especially. If any of our listeners have any questions for us, please go to sweethomecanabama.com and leave me a message, or come see me downtown at Canabama at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown. You can also listen to this broadcast anytime or pass it on to others if you want to share what we've talked about. And you can find the podcast at sweethomecanabama.com or our store website, canabama.com. And then you can find Canabama and Angie's House on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for being with us. And as always, we hope you learned some valuable information about the power of CBD. We hope you'll join us next week for another interesting topic. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
us. I had a blast.
God bless y'all.